The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
And finally, next Thursday at the Reconsider Lounge, we have IP Blood, Tacos for Timmy, and Clown Penis.
All right, why is not everybody not getting hysterical over this?
Because those weren't as good.
If I would have said this, everybody would have been rolling on the floor.
They wouldn't have, Ron, because those aren't as funny as the ones they make you read.
Say the last one, Mike.
Daddy touched me there. My sister's stinky box. And if I'd have said this silly thing, you guys would have been rolling on the floor. You're not.
All right, just do this. Just for everybody who's driving home right now and to get their weekend going to off to a good start, say clown penis.
Clown penis?
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
3, 2, and 1. Kick it.
Is the time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hello, America. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday. We have another day of sports and all that that implies prepared for the edification of one and all. Is everybody doing all right with daylight savings time so far?
Sure.
I think it is wonderfully kick-ass that we've been granted this extra hour of daylight.
Do you?
But once again, widen it that way all year. What precludes us from...
You realize you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what? If you keep it light longer, I'm okay with that. If it gets dark early, I'm okay with that. I just don't want to switch back and forth. I just want to keep it one way or the other.
Why don't we go through this twice a year exercise?
Well, I do care. Don't you? How can you not like this better? Where we get off, like yesterday, we got off the air.
It was good. I got to go home and it was light, and I took Clyde out, and it was wonderful. It is.
You could go play basketball.
But I would trade the other way if we could keep it the other way all year long.
Not me. No, sir. If it's between that and switching back and forth, give me switching back and forth.
You know what I hate about it worse than all?
What's that?
Is having to change all the clocks. Because I forget how to do it every time. I got to get the manual out.
What do you mean?
I mean, some clocks are...
Hey, I do too.
Some clocks are just
more confusing. I have clocks in my house that I don't know how to set without the manual.
I have to get it out every time.
Well, why do you have so many clocks? We have 3 clocks in our house.
Oh, my gosh.
You need clocks, man.
I've got 4 in my kitchen.
What do you have to get the manual for? VCR? The microwave?
Don't set the VCR clock. What's that good for?
Nothing.
But I always do because it drives me crazy if it's not set. If there's a clock in my house that's not set, it drives me crazy.
It's OCD Grego.
No. Yeah. No, I just don't like it. I don't like to look up there and there's a clock that's either stopped or the wrong time on it. It drives me nuts.
Did you change the battery in your smoke detector?
No, I didn't do that.
Supposed to
I know
do
you're
it.
Supposed to. I didn't do that. You know, I don't care. I don't believe in smoke detectors. I don't think they work.
They were inseparable.
I don't think they work.
Yeah, they do.
Are you obsessive compulsive?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Weird, man.
Yeah, I'm very obsessive compulsive. But I know how to keep it under control.
You're also bipolar.
No, I'm not.
How do you keep it under control? Ritalin?
No. No, I don't take
Xanax?
Ritalin.
Xanax? Zoloft?
I don't take Ritalin, Crown. Xanax, Zoloft.
Yeah, Crown?
None of that. Yeah,
Percocet?
I do it with Crown.
Speedball?
Yeah, I do it with that.
Dope ball?
Yeah, ball of dope.
I'm bipolar, don't forget that.
Well,
Interesting.
All right, we got a very big show here today.
Do we?
Got a Ranger game to talk about.
Do we?
That counts.
Well, yeah, we do. Yeah. No question.
We
got a pretty big show here. I see we have some entertainment news at 4:10. Hopefully that will be good. As we all know, sometimes it is, sometimes not.
Leave me alone.
At 5:50, we're going to get to Dog Talk. We have the Ranch Report today at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
At 6:10, and I realize I'm focusing on things later in the show, but at 6:10, we're going to finish up with our baseball predictions and do the awards thing, which we didn't get to yesterday.
Danny, I know you're going to write this all down. The awards, put a big asterisk beside everything.
Why?
Because they've had a day to see baseball. So they're cheating.
Good point.
You can already predict the Cy Young. Tim Hudson, 1-0, isn't he?
No.
Oh, he didn't get the win? No. Oh, well, there you go. You mark him off your Cy Young list. 0-1, or 0-0.
Yeah, nothing can change in 161 games. Nothing.
Just saying. It's very convenient that you picked today to do your
Guess we're going to go ahead and pick
list.
Barry Bonds. He had a home run, had two doubles last night, 3-for-3.
Oh, how easy. I'm going to pick Barry Bonds to win my home run title.
With 162.
I guess we can write Roy Halladay off of our Cy Young list, too.
Can't win it. Got beat yesterday.
Yep.
You know, if the season ended right now.
Mike Mussina, too. Yeah, he's owed one.
Rangers would be in last place. If the playoffs started tomorrow.
By the way, I didn't hear you guys. What'd you pick him to go?
Well, Grego said 100 losses on the phone last night at about 1 in the morning.
I still think they're going to lose 100.
You said that yesterday on the air?
Yeah, I said it.
I know. I've heard you a million times.
And I'm sticking by it. I think they're going to lose 100 games.
What about you?
I think they will win more games than they did last year.
Well, give me a number. Give the people something to grab onto.
All right, come
more,
on, Holmes.
More than 71.
So, 72.
72. That's more than 71.
Okay.
I don't think this thing's going to be that bad.
Hey, I saw quite a bit to be encouraged by myself.
Wait till tonight.
No, could be. Could be right. But last night, I thought there was far more good than bad. Now, the bad that there was,
we'll get them
in.
We'll get them beat a lot of times this year.
Yeah, it probably will.
And just remember this, they got beat by a team that's pretty mediocre last night.
Package.
Yeah, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here.
Package that gold, Greg.
Well, sometimes when you get talking about the talking sport, you just can't shut up.
That's right. You start talking because it's the talking sport.
It's a talking sport.
I wanted to talk about it so badly last night. What did I do?
You called me at 1 o'clock in the morning. And what did I do? I called you back.
You did. He was on the other line and called me back to talk baseball.
At 1?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Thereabouts.
You guys stayed up for that? Hell
it lasted
yeah.
longer than that for me because I T-boned it.
Oh, dear. You poor people.
Why? Got to talk about it.
That's right.
It's a talking sport. You missed it. You missed something really good.
And I'll be up again tonight.
That is for later, like around 4:30 or so. What we're going to do next is talk about a game that really turned out to be a big bunch of nothing, that being the NCAA National Championship game. That is next here on The Ticket.